Still relevant at first, it's not so and the logic new knowledge. Knowledge is something which is ever changing. Man is ever challenging those things. Gaining greater understanding, greater realization, greater wisdom, and in consequence. Because movement is life, because man cannot remain such an earth, knowledge becomes ignorance through the light of new knowledge. Wisdom is wise yesterday, is not wisdom of today, because one has gained greater wisdom to experience. That is why when you come to us, so you have knowledge and wisdom to apply. It is only we who come to you with a greater knowledge and a greater wisdom. We realize how difficult it is to give you, as we would like to give you, greater illumination. We strive to overcome complications and difficulties created of times in ignorance in your world. That the world you have great teachers, so-called great teachers and great leaders, full of wisdom, carried from all sorts, over centuries of time, and they gather together knowledge. The ancient ones, and they call themselves wise men, and yet their wiseness and their wisdom is as not. Because it is not always factual that which one could now no longer apply. But the fundamental truths are there, nevertheless they are obscured by man. It is ignorant, and the more times he learns and knows, the more confused he becomes. We who come to you know that man will only find divine truth when he himself becomes divine. When he himself becomes spiritually attuned into the higher spheres and the greater souls to come, of times we have had it said that these meetings, Lyon, St. Richard Cousin, people say, it is all very interesting. We communicate with you through that pattern, and sometimes we receive illumination. But always you realize that those who go groping in the darkness of your world do not perceive as we would like them to perceive. They do not realize as we would wish them to realize. For often many of those who profess to know little, because they limit the powers of spirit within themselves. Man cannot perceive life, and he cannot achieve greatness in spiritual beings until he himself is prepared to appreciate completely above material things. You who go to these meetings, you gain here and there knowledge of the kind. I do not despise this knowledge, but I say to you that until those in your world who profess to see the things that speak are themselves by very short nature and action spiritual, the limitations are great and the difficulties are many. We cannot help but we would wish to commune with various souls who in themselves are good souls, in intent and in purpose. But they are not great souls. They are not yet very highly advanced souls. But they come to you with love, desire to help to serve you all mankind to you. But nevertheless, they are limited as you are limited. For all these conditions are conditions created within the very being of a perfection and group of people. In nations among the peoples of earth, you find there is war is fought, war within themselves and against each other. And that is because they have no faith, they have no trust, they have no realization. The world is run by fear. And do you not also realize that on the Lord's spheres of speech, there are souls very akin to yourself, who have not gained great enlightenment, have not gained great knowledge, who live together, it is true, in a kind of world where atmosphere of understanding and tolerance and love and affection But they are not great jewels in wisdom. They are not great jewels in spiritual understanding. They are not great people in their digestion of truth. But they come to you, for they are nearer to the earth. They can tell you things which are of interest to you. But that world is not unlike your world. They are not imperfect beings. They are imperfect beings. In process of change, in process of enlightenment, in process of completion, of spiritual realization. But all these things that you desire from the higher realms of faith, from the truth who have gained great truth and knowledge through centuries of time and experience, they are limited until you yourself and those who come to you from those fields make possible the affirmative contact on the highest possible vibration.
Is that something?
What, my child?
Can you describe your particular spiritual?
No.
You can't?
And I would not attempt to describe such a spirit that of which I dwell. But there are no words that can depict these things. They can only be felt by the very oneness in tune, being in tune with us. It is something which you will have within your soul, which shall come to you with a realization and an impact of this commandment, when you are prepared and ready for it. Those things who come to you will describe them. If when you analyze out there like your own world, they say to you, our world is wonderful, we have wonderful scenery, we have great natural surroundings, we have our homes, we have illumination, very beauty, and all the things that you associate with goodness and loveliness. It is true, these things of truth. They have a replica of the physical material world in all its beauty, in all its color, without the disfigurements that man has brought about, without all the things which create havoc in the hearts and minds of man and in their lives, all this which exists over here, in beauty and in nothing. And I say that their state of being is a good one, but they have not yet visualized and realized the tremendous things that lie further ahead in the higher spheres, where it is impossible in words to depict in any shape or form such a condition of life, where we are not limited as even they are limited, as you are limited. You cannot see these things, for you are not ready to see. You cannot understand these things, for you are not ready to understand. We are not in a world that is three-dimensional. We are in a world that is fourth-dimensional, which you could not possibly conceive or understand. It's beyond your comprehension. I am fully conscious of the desire of your heart to serve and to help others. But nevertheless, you will realize that those who come to you are not so far removed from you. In other words, we are souls who are by nature kind and considerate, but make certain progression. And they will tell you of their life in their condition of being, in their own environment and world. But you cannot hope to receive from the highest possible view the depiction of the vision of life, which is so far removed beyond comprehension, even of those on the lowest in the sea. We must remember that all life is a crisis of taking to take the stages of being, and it is impossible for certain souls, a certain rate of vibration, and certain conditions of life to be able to depict things to those on the much lower sea. We can say to you, and you will see from various sources, that the things which are of value and help, but there are many things which you cannot yet perceive, and those who desire this knowledge will not find it until he may be saved, as by the very nature of being, he may be possible. How often do you see people say this and that, ask this or that question, but they are not even ready to get in late for this thing. It is extraordinary how it is that people who have not applied this knowledge, who have not seen themselves as creative, He detests you and sees you for this. To exist, it is to be the highest year, great joy to come to them, to rest. It is only through that he will meet you, joy, comfort you, that you are rest. Those joys that will be able to rest if you are quiet. It will mean much to them, but that is those to come to rest. I have had his gentle satisfaction, that his soul comes and says, I answer, and make direct contact. I deny this. I say that this is impossible, that we do not intend to speak, but that his soul can say, I see it, a direct contact, because I know that in no one, in no way, he has seen to his protest, in his day-to-day, and seen to. It is not possible, it is impossible. Man can only receive that which is himself as yet possible, by not only his thought, but by his action, by his will, day of life. You then, as he, it is possible to do. That it is so highly hopeful, but it is very difficult of being there. It is punishable and there. As in the nature, they ask, I prefer, I begin. They can keep the necessary to do the thought. A booster, do that direct. You might see, as I have said, if there are people in your life, which that is the very contact to see them. But other things do, I begin, it's not true. Man must be that. That is to put you to the outside. That is to get his own outside to understand. But all these different aspects of life, all these different kinds of being, are judges of God's good development. Man must progress himself, himself. Cannot grasp in one instant. In one way, in one trajectory, all life. Knowledge is always fluctuating from condition to condition. According to this thing, very divine experience, he finds in a mere spinning trajectory, but he realizes it all is to be part of the whole of the country. He uses his jar like steps and runs on the ladder, which he climbs. That guy who passes his grandmother on the bottom ground, if he sees, but he cannot see how far the ladder goes, he cannot see how high the house is at the feet, and he takes great time climbing gradually and uncertainly of his feet on that angle to the height, and those who are right to the very top find it impossible often to climb down to the lowest range. We are very conscious that we have peace in the people to die. But we realize that the majority of those who so-called spiritually minded are baffled in this tonight. Of trying to unmask in their own fantasies, they are immersed in their own ideas and ideals, and they are not content for themselves. Always they want more and more. It is something to learn to know. That a little knowledge, where well, the true problem that helps very much to greater knowledge. But there are those who have little knowledge who are very concerned to come on knowledge. And starting to begin to open these societies, daily little groups and bodies, and to assess the way to take them all that is good and the others are bad. There is no religious organization. Your religious property of people in your world should depend on you. There are those who have a dream of faith, and they may discuss with their own ideas and fantasies, with their grandchildren for their own material health. Human spiritual truth, very spiritual, often is obscured by the vanities of man. He may see the great religious organization. He amassed himself with force. He amassed his feelings and perceptions. He determines if it's worth how to open the minds and souls of people and bodies. A have all the field girls in the mix, and every mix you like, maybe that's enough for it. No, you don't do those to people. So you can make money, make you realize that you just have a good advice to them. If you just not leave the seven of us, the ice is cold, the spirit is deep, it may seem great. Man is only direct and chances not something. The more hungry a man is, the more dancer he is, he will become beautifully a part of the world. So, high school is the best answer. The high school is the only design. When you get the sense of all the serious things, it's time to design nicely, beautiful, and good. Many strong structures, and I have used to be a person. They are good stories. They are family different things and topics. You have to call it to the constituents of your desire from time to time. But remember that all who seek the highest, the human self is that. That's it. I remember the guy who said, that's the way the system of the summer to be. For a stop is the season of hell. That was a parable not only of our story. It's in the sand of life. It is a parable about two things of all time, all ages, all time. Is it a 90-year-old or 500-year-old? Well, let's see our life future. He got the man to go by the stand. And if he comes patiently, having faith and trust in our divine parents, and if he realizes that he must be as either, he cannot enter the kingdom of heaven with him if he cannot enter into the loop. You cannot enter into the kingdom of spirit, for you must have the faith and an open mind. Many people who come to you have not the open mind, so they possess the habit, the mind that fears the own thoughts, full of the own thoughts and ideas. Even though it is from the platform, because it is to the attitude, our students are only impossible. The limiting knowledge they have got is impossible to set them, but it cannot be a truth in itself. Remember that you must be tight to know the truth. Not only from within yourself, but you must be tight in such a way that you will draw to you those who will open the path to you and will make possible the saving of that path. There is just those who teach you that to come. And you have, as if they have no doubt, that you lie to be still offered to you. And then he comes to teach that the second thing is the gift of faith. He keeps in touch with it, that he is to be just as he can be. And the conditions of that is not the gift of the faith. For all those who speak as they speak, at the same time they can say, that he has just given to himself, and he opened wide the door to be made unto them, and realize that he and it's empty, that you get to get today, this remains to you, and the life of you see, is only to be there, as you see it, as this. But in a way, it's remembered to say today, life is done, and it gets to speak, and it remains to you, and it seems to me as done, as this is, you don't know how to do it. What?